First Chronicles, chapter 15. And David made him houses in the city of David, and prepared a place for the ark of Yahweh, and pitched for it a tent. And then David said, No one ought to carry the ark of Yahweh but the Levites, for them has Yahweh chosen to carry the ark of Yahweh, and to minister to him forever. And David gathered all Israel together to Jerusalem, to bring up the ark of Yahweh to his place, which he had prepared for it. And David assembled the children of Aaron and the Levites, of the sons of Kohath, Uriel the chief, and his brethren 120. Of the sons of Merari, Azaiah the chief, and his brethren 220. Of the sons of Gershom, Joel the chief, and his brethren 130. Of the sons of Elizaphan, Shemaiah the chief, and his brethren 200. Of the sons of Hebron, Eliel the chief, and his brethren 80. Of the sons of Uziel, Aminadab the chief, and his brethren 112. And David called for Zadok and Abiathar the priests, and for the Levites, for Uriel, Azaiah, and Joel, Shemaiah, and Eliel, and Aminadab, and said to them, You are the chief of the fathers of the Levites. Make yourselves, both you and your brethren, clean, so that you may bring up the ark of Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, to the place that I have prepared for it. For because you did it not at the first, Yahweh our Elohim made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after the due order. So the priests and the Levites prepared themselves to bring up the ark of Yahweh, Elohim of Israel. And the children of the Levites bore the ark of Yahweh upon their shoulders with the staves on it, as Moses commanded, according to the word of Yahweh. And David spoke to the chief of the Levites to appoint their brethren to be the singers with instruments of music, psalteries and harps and cymbals, sounding by lifting up the voice with joy. So the Levites appointed Heman, the son of Joel, and of his brethren, Asaph, the son of Berechiah, and of the sons of Merari, their brethren, Ethan, the son of Cushiah. And with them their brethren of the second degree, Zechariah, Ben, and Yaaziel, and Shemeremoth, and Yahiel, and Uni, Eliab, and Benaiah, and Messiah, and Mattathiah, and Eliphileh, and Micneah, and Obedidom, and Yael, the porters. So the singers, Heman, Asaph, and Ethan, were appointed to sound with cymbals of brass. And Zechariah, and Aziel, and Shemiramoth, and Yehiel, and Uni, and Eliab, and Maaseiah, and Benaiah, with psalteries on Alemoth. And Mattathiah, and Eliphileh, and Micneah, and Obedidom, and Yael, and Azaziah, with harps on Sheminith, to excel. And Hananiah, chief of the Levites, was for song. He instructed about the song because he was skillful. And Berechiah and Elkanah were doorkeepers for the ark. And Shebaniah and Jehoshaphat and Nethaneel and Amasai and Zechariah and Benaiah and Eleazar were the priests, did blow with the trumpets before the ark of Yahweh. And Obedidom and Yahiah were doorkeepers for the ark. And so David and the elders of Israel, and the captains over thousands, went to bring up the ark of the covenant of Yahweh out of the house of Obed-Edom with joy. And it came to pass, when Yahweh helped the Levites that bore the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, that they offered 7 bullocks and 7 rams. And David was clothed with a robe of fine linen. And all the Levites that bore the ark, and the singers, and Hananiah, the master of the song, with the singers, David also had upon him an ephod of linen. Thus all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of Yahweh with shouting, and with sound of the cornet, and with trumpets, and with cymbals, making a noise with psalteries and harps. And it came to pass, as the ark of the covenant of Yahweh came to the city of David, that Michal, the daughter of Shaul, looking out of the window, saw King David dancing and playing, and she despised him in her heart. End of chapter.